I'm so excited to share with you that the doors are officially open for my first ever phone-free event that's happening in Los Angeles, California on February 28th at Mudwater Gather in Santa Monica, with the option for you to dive even deeper on March 1st. Now look, this event is about you. It's about you building connections and community and us all really bringing this analog revolution to life and reminding our hearts and souls what we truly crave most, what nourishes our being, which is co-regulating with other humans, having our mirror neurons dance together, sharing experiences together, but also learning together. So on top of all the community and connection possibilities for you, there's also an incredible lineup of speakers. I've got internationally renowned nervous system expert Sarah Baldwin, Nike master trainer Brandon Collingsworth talking about purpose and meaning, and Mandy Balak, who's the president of the Gathering Festival, which is one of the largest marketing and branding conferences in North America. So we're going to be diving deeper into what does the future look like to walk alongside technology and use technology as a tool. Now look, if you want to dive even deeper, there's limited space for a VIP dinner on the Saturday night. And if you want to go even deeper, if it's aligned for leaders, coaches, therapists, entrepreneurs, branding, marketing, whoever is called, there's a mastermind on the Sunday morning with even more limited seating. And that's going to be about what does the future look like to create in this world with technology. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, you want to find out more and save your spot, go to markgroves.com/future. I can't wait to see you there. So I wanted to dive deeper on the subject of anxiety. The other day I posted something where I said, the anxieties you have are not evidence of a problem within you, but a symptom that you lack access to a fully expressed self, as well as discernment and control over the direction of your life. Self-expression and self-trust are inextricably connected. If you can't use your voice, you can't fully direct your life, which is going to lead to anxiety. Now, anxiety as a conversation is often said, oh, well, it's because you inherited a chemical imbalance in your brain from your family, and everyone in my family has anxiety. That's been disproven. That's a great narrative in order to create drug sales when they say there's a chemical issue and they offer something that fixes, quote unquote, the chemical. If you look at the work of Hilary Jacobs Hendel, she wrote the book called Why It's Not Always Depression. And in it, she talks about how anxiety is an inhibitory emotion, that it's a feeling we get when we're not able to fully access one of our core emotions. When I work with someone or talk to someone who has anxiety, the first thing I look for is, where are they not fully self-expressed? What truths are they avoiding about their lives? We are taught in our society that emotions that are considered quote-unquote negative are bad, and that there's something wrong with you if you have them. But anxiety is not an indication that there's something wrong with you. That's what I was saying in my post. It's not an indication there's something wrong with you. What happens if you orient your anxiety that your body is the canary in the coal mine? That your anxiety is actually saying, hey, there's something to be concerned about the future we're creating and the way we're behaving. That if I don't have access to my no, if I don't have discernment and choice around the direction of my life, my relationships, what I'm saying yes and no to, of course it's going to show up as anxiety. If I don't have access to joy, if I don't have access to desire, if I don't have access to grief, if I don't have access to anger, these are all things that are going to cause me to feel anxious. When you experience the symptom of anxiety, my inquiry to you is, where are you not fully expressed? What emotions do you have below that? And you can check in with yourself. You can finish these sentence stems. And sentence stems are sentences that I start that you finish. A couple rules to them. One, you can't say, I don't know. Because usually we say, I don't know, because we're avoiding access to a truth. And we don't actually trust our feeling yet. So what you can do is say something. You can finish the sentence. And if you say something and it doesn't feel right, you can say another thing. And this is learning how to differentiate words that get associated with feelings. Second thing is that don't repeat the whole thing. Just go right to the answer. So just finish the sentence. All right, so we're going to take a deep breath. And just close your eyes. Unless you're driving and listening to this, definitely don't do that. So close your eyes, take another deep breath in. right now I feel. Where I feel that in my body is. Put your hand on that part of your body. Breathe into it. If that part of my body could speak, it would say. Hearing it say that feels. Where I most feel anxiety in my body is. Put your hand there. Breathe into it. If that part of my body could speak, it might say. The area of my life that causes me the most anxiety is. What feels stressful about that is. What feels heavy about that area is. If there was one thing I could change in my life in order to get that area to feel lighter, it might be. Something that I could say that I really need to say that would change it is. The person that might impact most is. I'm afraid of how they might respond because. What I really need is. What I truly want is. What is possible for my life if I access this level of awareness and expression is. The brilliance that lives in my anxiety is. What it's trying to tell me is. How I could help release it is. Hearing it say that feels. Deep breath in. I'm excited for. I'm proud of myself for. I love. I value. I appreciate. Deep breath in. Just feeling that gratitude for being here, for being present to this, for showing up for yourself. For seeing the emotions that you have and the anxieties that you feel. As being evidence of your brilliance. Not of something that needs to be fixed, but something that needs to be acknowledged. That it's not something you need to get rid of, but rather something you need to embrace. And listen to, and through doing that, shift your life in the direction that you desire, and take full control and responsibility for your life and the relationships and what they can handle. Instead of shrinking to accommodate them, you invite them to grow into your greater capacity. And if they can't, they can fall away. And if they can, then everybody involved is liberated through that. What a gift that is for you to come fully alive and fully expressed, to invite everyone you're in relationship with to do the same. And that is how our relationship frictions are in service of our growth and us rising to our potential. Deep breath in to that recognition. Man, it is a sacred and delicious path to see the information that comes through your body as brilliance. It's a complete reorientation to concepts like anxiety or depression because instead of trying to figure out how to fix it or how we're broken, we're like, oh, I was taught that. This isn't evidence of my inadequacies, but rather evidence of my possibilities. If you change that one thing, it'll completely change your life. Much love.